Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I'm going to cover reinventing your life today from a slightly different perspective, from the perspective of more of what I do in my high performance coaching experience. And I hope it will help you. It will be a guided journey through a set of questions that I hope will help you figure out where you are in that scale of needing or wanting or desiring reinvention in the first place, right? Because of course, if we're talking about reinventing your life, our first question should be, why do you want to reinvent your life? Is there something pulling at your heart to do something differently? Is there something that's whispering in your ear to shift a relationship or shift your focus? Is there something you just don't feel good about? Or is there something aspirational that you see and you just, I'm clear, I want that. But I do believe that when we use the word reinvention, we should start with that. And you've heard other coaches, and you will hear other coaches in Growth Day talk about that concept, right? About why would you want to reinvent your life? And can we find a way to enjoy the life we have now? But of course, we can say that, and still, sometimes we just go, I know I want to improve, so what should I do? Where should I focus? How do I think through this? I want to begin with a framework, though, that we're always talking about in Growth Day. This belief that typically, as humans, we all just want four things after we're past that survival and sustenance stage. You know, we want, it's a triangle. If you've ever seen, we talk about it here a lot. That first thing we all want a greater sense of is aliveness. And I always come back to this, right? Reinvent your life for what? Well, could you reinvent your mindset, your habits, your peer group, your work efforts, so you have a greater sense of aliveness? Aliveness is that sense of vibrancy, of being, of passion, of presence in spirit in the moment. We all want to feel that. The good news is we can usually get aliveness to exactly what, you know, Jonathan Fields talks about, which is savoring the moment more. We can feel a greater aliveness when we up our health, right? Get better physical health to have more energy. We can feel that. What else do we reinvent towards? Well, we always talk about another corner of the triangle of being about connection. Specifically, we want connection with ourselves and connection with other people. This usually is about the area of your life called relationships, right? We want to improve, deepen our relationships, increase intimacy and vulnerability, just feel more real and connected with other people. Sometimes that changes your communication approach with your partner or your spouse. Sometimes that changes your partner or your spouse. I'm just teasing you. I don't know what you need to reinvent, but it is a major area of concern, isn't it? Another major part of that triangle is meaningful pursuits, right? A sense of fulfillment or meaning in the act of progressing in our lives, or creating in lives, or leading in lives, or building in our lives. That we want meaning and fulfillment, but specifically we want meaningful pursuits. Because some people have meaningful pursuit. They actually have a lot of meaning in their life, but they're not happy. Meaning does not always equal happiness. It always throws people off. They're like, Brendan, I have all the reasons in the world to be happy. I have a meaningful life. I don't know why I'm not happier. I'm like, oh, well, meaning and happy, they're different things, right? What can add onto meaning to make it more happy is aliveness and connection, but also pursuit, right? We are human beings. We love to chase something. We love to build something, to be in progress, to be in motion, doing something meaningful does bring us more happiness, right? You can have happiness without everything being perfectly meaningful, right? I can eat a piece of chocolate with green tea and I'm happy. There ain't nothing meaningful in it.
It's just a moment, right? So you can have happiness separated from meaning, clearly. But when we are pursuing something that matters to us and brings fulfillment, that makes a difference. And of course, in the middle of that triangle of aliveness, connection, and meaningful pursuits is growth. The sense that we are growing. Now, I've taught you this growth day model many times, so I won't belabor the point. But I do want to always re-aim us at those things. Because after, you know, 15 years of coaching people one-on-one in large groups, there's no question to me that after we have security and safety in some level, those are the things we're always striving for more of. More aliveness, more connection, more meaning, and more growth. So with all that, where do we go? Well, again, I love to come back to, well, why would we want to reinvent? Well, we want to achieve those things more. Okay, Brendan, let's get more specific. Help me think through this better. This is where I'm going to introduce some growth day tools, and then I'm going to teach you 10 questions on reinvention that I ask myself every single year, and then usually on birthdays as well. And so I'll cover that with you as well. So I'm in the Growth Day app right now. I'm going to go to this. There's a section here called the monthly whole life score. The monthly whole life score. So when I go into begin, what I like about this is going to ask me to look at all these different areas of my life, and it's going to give me questions or statements to see whether or not I agree with them. And it's going to help me narrow and find an area of my life that maybe needs some focus. Because when people say, well, where do I start? I usually say, do the monthly whole life score and see what it tells you. Start there. Improve that area. Because often that's the area that needs the most reinvention of your mindset and your habits. Because listen, everyone could talk about reinvention as a philosophy, but you know how it shows up in your life? How you think, mindset, and what you do on a recurring basis, habits, right? I always tell people, you want to change your life, it starts with three simple things: mindset, habits, and goals. That's why we built Growth Day the way we did. Mindset, you fill out your journal, your morning mindset prompts as an example. Habits, that's why you ask you to fill out the life scores on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, because it helps you track your habits. And then goals, which is our plan section in the app. So those things, that's operationally how we actually change our lives, right? Mindset, habits, and goals. Maybe not in that order, but you get the idea. So, okay, where should I focus, Brendan? Well, I'm going to go in the monthly whole life score with you, and I'll do it with you right now. Okay. So the first question is about health. The statements here are, I regularly take care of myself so I can feel my best. I want my overall physical and emotional health to be primed and optimized to make me feel energetic and strong each day. I strive to eat well, sleep well, and work out so that I have the physical vibrancy and stamina to enjoy life and deal with its challenges and opportunities. So these are the statements. And then if I agree with that, then I'm a 10. If I don't agree with that, I'm low, I'd be a 1. And somewhere on that spectrum of low to high is where I'm living today or in this month, and I would fill this out, right? So I'm just going to buzz through a couple of different examples. That's health. Then the next thing is about my mental and emotional states. I keep a positive outlook and attitude. I'm cultivating a sense of joy and peace in my life so I can experience positive emotions and relationships. I take care of myself by being mindful to the energy, focus, and emotions I really want to experience and generate in my life. Now, why am I going through this at this level? Because I want to help you realize something. In this monthly whole life assessment, it's not just asking you whether or not you agree with these statements. It turns out the statements are actually the answers as well. Meaning these statements, based on research, are the things that create a good mental and emotional health for yourself. So sometimes just going through the assessment, you go like, right, I'm not doing that. Right, I got to do a better job at that. So for example, I could realize today, you know, I think about my last, you know, 3 days, I can realize this statement. I take care of myself by being mindful to the energy, focus, and emotions that I want to experience and generate in life. I'm like, that's why the last 3 days weren't awesome, because I was in reaction mode. I wasn't being mindful as much as I needed to do, and I wasn't generating the emotions I want to experience in life. I was hoping to have the emotions I want versus generating the emotions I want. Got it. Puts me right back in the driver's seat. So I'll go through more quickly. I don't want to belabor the point of walking you through all of these, but then we're going to ask about your partner or your loving relationships. We're going to ask about your family. We're going to ask about your friends. We're going to ask about your mission. We're going to ask about the experiences in life you're creating. We'll ask about the spirit you feel, how your finances are going, what you're learning. And what it's going to do is going to kick you an overall score. Meaning I just got a 69% out of 100%. I go, oh, you know, that's kind of like a C. You know, that's not an A. It's not an A plus. It's not a B plus. It's kind of like a C, 69%. And then what I can do is I can see here what my scores were all in one dashboard. Okay. I can see all my scores here. And then based on my scores, it's given me a video to watch saying, hey, just watch this video. Just, you know, sometimes it'll recommend one video based on your behavior, other times more, but it's like, dude, your job is to watch this video, because you can see up here, my lowest score was in my partner and love. And don't worry about me. I was just going through clicking. Gosh, I shouldn't have done that. My wife would be worried. And so I got a 40% in my relationship score. Watch this, The Secret of Successful Couples. That's how targeted growth day is. Okay, so as you're going through, it's also kind of giving you the answer and then giving you a prompt. So I would say if you're going to reinvent, do the whole life score and just say, which area are you struggling with the most? Or which three areas are you struggling with the most? And could you improve those by adjusting your mindset, your habits, and your goals?
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Whenever I'm facing a major problem in my life, I don't blame the problem. I go, how can I weaponize my mindset, my habits, and my goals to overcome this? Let me get clear on my goals, develop what we call in high performance work, clarity. Develop real clarity here about myself, my social relationships, my skill sets, or the service I want to provide here. Okay, got clarity. Good job. Okay, how do I every day stoke the mindset that is necessary to show up and do well here? What habits would I have to create to learn or to deal with this? So I always want to give you that. It's like, imagine, you know, you have a quiver of arrows in the back here. Anytime you want to change something in your life, mindset, habits, goals, that's it. That's your weaponry in fashioning a better life, because all of your life happens through those things, right? Your relationship with someone you love is actually happening through the mindset you bring into it. It's happening through the relationship habits that you have together. And it's happening through the goals that are shared together. It's always happening. Even your communication. Listen, 70% of your communication is not so intentional. It's a pattern. It's a pattern, which means it's a habit. Most of your communication patterns That's a habit. You have a way of communicating. It's a habit, right? You have a habit of how you deal with conflict in your life. You have a habit of how you express vulnerability in your life. You have a habit of how you listen to other people in your life. And you either have explicit and conscious goals, or you have unconscious, implicit goals that you're just acting and reacting from. So more conscious goals, more conscious habits, more conscious cultivation of a mindset can change your life. This is why we say in Growth Day, we want to make self-improvement a way of life. Because how many of you feel like you got to work on your mindset every day? I've been teaching personal development for 20 years. 20 years. I still have to do the morning mindset in the high performance planner or in Growth Day's journal section. So if you didn't see that before, I'll show you that too. For those who are new, I highly recommend you just go to your journal section here and you'll see I'm on a journal page. And if you didn't know, under journal, there's this prompt, there's this box, and it says morning mindset. And when you click on it, it asks you, you know, to finish these prompts. One thing I could get excited about, and you can type it. If one word could describe the person I want to be today, then it would be this. Someone who needs me on my A game, a situation that might stress me up and how I'll deal with it. Someone I could surprise, an action I could take, you know, something I could do outside my comfort zone. If I was a coach, the way I'd advise myself, today is this. The projects I need to take on, even if I'm not addressing them today, blah, blah, blah. You see, I just do this every day and it keeps me focused. I still need a morning mindset prompt after 20 years in personal development? Yeah. Because dude, life is hard. Life is change. Life is chaos. Life is struggle. I'm not perfect every day. So I had a big move. You know, I haven't even shared on social media in any significant way yet that Denise and I moved from Puerto Rico back to Northern California. If you didn't know, Denise and I met in San Francisco 18 years ago. 18 years ago, we met in San Francisco and we lived there together. She was there, I think, and she had lived there maybe 11 years. I was a Montana kid. I moved down there. I got a fancy corporate job. Then I quit the job and quickly went bankrupt trying to become a writer and a coach and an online teacher. And we met, fell in love, and we got married in California and then moved to Portland, Oregon. Had an amazing decade there of building an incredible team. And I launched like 6 books and 3 podcasts and, you know, had a couple hundred million video views. And then we moved to Puerto Rico because my dream was to live in the Caribbean at some point in my life. I was like, I'm going to be in the Caribbean at some point. For those of you who know my story, when I was a 19-year-old kid, I had a car accident in the Dominican Republic. So I thought, when I was down there, I fell in love with the culture and the environment of the Caribbean, traveling to different islands. So I decided, okay, I'm gonna move there one day. So we moved there. We had an amazing 3 years, though it was kind of strange because half of it, we were under the pandemic. You know, so we weren't exploring and doing as much as we thought we would do, but we achieved a lot of our goals that we had down there and had an extraordinary time, met amazing people. And, but it also brought a lot of clarity in life during that time to realize the importance of family. And my wife's family is in California and her parents are in their, you know, upper 70s. And the pandemic brought pretty good clarity. Like, we want to be close to our aging parents. That became real and very clear to us. We knew at some point the next stage for us was back to California. We just didn't know when. And through the clarity of the pandemic and the success of a bunch of things we had going on in business, it was like, yeah, let's do it. It was a major move. And I love what Mel Robbins shared in her session on reinventing your life of if you're only looking at a 6-month period, you're kind of in emergency and just handling things. And she invited you to look at a 60-month period, like a 5-year journey. Well, when we moved to the Caribbean, we thought we'll be here maybe 3-5 years and then we'll go back to California. Maybe we'll be there, you know, for X amount of time. When we moved to Portland, we, you know, it's like one of those things, having a longer vision is helpful so that you're in a constant state of becoming And that is your reinvention. See, I want to just call this month becoming, but it's less sexy than reinvention at this time of year for people. But at the end of the day, reinvention, we're always becoming the next best version of ourselves. We're always trying to level up our feeling of aliveness and connection and meaningful pursuits and growth. And for us in our life, that involved a move. For us, that involved a diligent shift in mindset, in our habits, in our relationships, in our goals. But it was a long conversations over a series of years. It wasn't an impulsive thing. And I think that what people do when they wreck everything, when they hit a midlife crisis and they reinvent everything, is because it's an impulsive reaction to something they don't like. I don't like this part of my life. Break it all, move it all, change it all. And it's impulsive. And by the way, I don't have judgment to that, but impulsive is not actually a value-laden word. It means something specific. It means short-term, immediate, get it done, reactionary, which sometimes can be very useful for people. But most often in becoming our best versions of ourselves, we need to have a little more vision. I hope you enjoyed this session. I hope you're enjoying this series on reinventing your life. I want to congratulate you for making personal development a priority. I always say it, but so few people in this world will actually do the work. You were here. You took notes. I hope you had some insights that helped you. If you did, please let us know about it. I appreciate each and every one of you. We're building something unique here. Where do you see this level of conversation about life that you just experienced literally this day? Help us build this mission of helping others make self-improvement a way of life.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life
You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.